Persecution in India is actually worse than a new report states. Christian principles help African villages rewrite their future, and a new radio transmitter project in Benin moves forward. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The U.S. Department of State's 2007 report on international religious freedom gives India high marks for respecting religious freedom. But because of the number of cases of anti-Christian violence reported, Open Doors' Carl Muller disagrees with the findings.
The dialogue between Hindu nationalists and government agencies and religious parties, including Christians and Muslims and others, is a good step, but it certainly is just a token step when it comes to bringing real religious freedom and real religious liberty to those places where Hindu nationalists are taking power.
Muller says it appears some religious parties are using their influence to marginalize Christians.
Their persecution is coming from a democratic government, and it's coming from these political parties aligned with radical nationalist Hindus that are creating environments that have less and less ability for Christians to speak, to gather, and to evangelize freely. So Christians need to pray that the democratic process in India would be strengthened and that Christians would be given the proper minority representation at this point and the proper rights would be respected.
Next, weeks of constant rain have washed away the livelihoods of millions in India. Gospel for Asia's missionaries have stopped everything to help stranded families. KP Yohannan says the scale of destruction is great.
I imagine it's going to be another 6 months to a year of continuous work to bring some stability. You're talking about 3 million people just in one area. And hundreds of people died. And then you look into Bangladesh and Assam. I mean, the impact is so huge in terms of suffering.
The work's exhausting, but the missionaries hope to rebuild 500 to 1,000 bamboo homes once the rains subside. Yohannan says doors are open to minister to those who otherwise target Christians.
This kindness our people are able to show and help they are able to give kind of put them also in the limelight as a group of people that really do care and show Christ's love.
Any contributions are welcome as they hope to rebuild. You're listening to Mission Network News. A news report says a small bomb was detonated in a Christian school in the northwest frontier province of Pakistan. Compassion Radio sponsors 14 students attending a science university in the same city, but none were injured in this attack. All sponsored students are from Muslim backgrounds, but are put in contact with Christian resources and students. You can help on our website and pray that violent attacks will not affect Compassion Radio's ministry. Elsewhere, when a community takes ownership of relief and development, it can rewrite its future. Phil Grabowski is with the Christian Reformed World Relief Committee in Malawi. The village of Chimoto is a perfect example of this concept. What started as a literacy program has led to independence.
Some of the best centers where these community workers are working, you can see the community starting to make its own plans, the community starting to write proposals, even to the government, to other organizations.
Grabowski says once the vision takes hold, ministry flourishes.
All of the community workers who are hired are Christians, and they're taught biblical principles when they teach about agriculture. They teach about what does the Bible say about agriculture and about business, the same thing. So when they're doing programs, they're also able to share more about their faith.
With help, CRWRC and its partners can provide training and support for communities like Chimoto around the world. And Transworld Radio's engineering team is making progress in readying the new transmitting facility in Benin, West Africa. The transmitter and an air conditioning unit are on site. Two additional containers with power generators and essential antenna parts are in transit and due to arrive in Africa in the coming weeks. Programming is scheduled to begin airing in December. Pray that the project goes smoothly so that the team can proclaim the gospel to the region soon. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.